Willard Mwambo is the director of a youth organization in Malawi, a southern African country where 15% of the population is infected with the virus that causes AIDS. He's seen its impact on young people, especially young girls. Mwambo coordinates the Go Girls program in his country. At a meeting in Washington to evaluate its progress, he shared this story about a 14-year-old girl named Mary, left an orphan after her parents died. He says she tried supporting herself by home brewing beer and selling it on the street.
Upon the process of selling beer, he realized that she didn't receive more customers. Then she had a way out. That way was the wrong one.
Mary sold sex for money, got pregnant, and dropped out of school.
And again, the situation was so tough because she was failing to divide time to process beer, and time again to take care of the baby.
Things began to change after a community meeting led by the Go Girls Initiative. Such meetings at the heart of the program empower locals to resolve problems like Mary's.
And there is when she hit the importance of going to school, and again, she heard that it is possible, even if someone has a baby, and it is possible for that person to go back to school.
Mary's aunt was also at the meeting. It encouraged her to help Mary, who has since stopped selling beer, quit prostitution, and returned to school with hopes of becoming a nurse.
I can title the whole success story like that, from beer selling to a nurse.
Carol Underwood is a Johns Hopkins University public health professor and director of the Go Girls Initiative, which was launched as a research effort to find out why African girls like Mary were so much more likely to be infected with HIV than boys her age. Underwood says the community leaders gave them some answers.
We found that girls who are orphans, who are not in school or never attended school, who live in impoverished conditions or are socially isolated, are more likely to be HIV positive. We also found that girls who don't have good relationships with adults, supportive, nurturing relationships, are more likely to be HIV positive.
Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health, with support from the U.S. Agency for International Development and the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, used that research to set up a community program with one mission: to keep girls out of harm's way.
We developed structural interventions to make schools safer, and we also worked on legal literacy, getting communities to become aware of laws that are on the books to protect girls, and also empowering them to take action to make sure that those laws are enforced. But we also had interventions to strengthen parent-adult-child communication, and interventions for girls themselves to increase their knowledge about HIV.
Underwood says country reports find changes in how girls are cared for at school and at home.
We found that girls felt safer than in the schools where we didn't work. We also found that girls said that teachers' demands for sex in exchange for good grades or favors had decreased in the schools where we worked. So that's evidence. We found that there was an increase in legal literacy among adults and girls over time.
Researchers also found improvements in HIV awareness among adolescents and girls, and better relations between girls and parents. Underwood says the research noted other positive changes in behavior.
We were able to measure whether or not girls were willing to have sex without a condom, if they felt they could refuse unwanted sex, and we did see changes on those fronts.
Malawi youth organizer Willard Mwambo says Go Girls work because it empowered community residents to take charge.
You can say it's everybody's responsibility in the community to at least protect the child.
Go Girls was funded from 2007 through June 2011. Organizers are hoping United Nations agencies, the U.S. Peace Corps, and other groups will not only continue the efforts, but expand their reach to other countries where adolescent girls are at high risk from HIV/AIDS. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.